Picture this. You're out in the woods, pitching your tent, getting ready to roast those marshmallows, when suddenly you're startled by a bunch of teenage actors? This would be an encounter with the Traveling Players Ensemble, a group of summer campers with a keen interest in acting as they roam the hills of the Shenandoah Mountains performing Shakespeare and Molière. These city kids enroll in an intensive course to learn how to survive in the woods and on the stage. They carry their tents, food, and costumes on their backs, just like the wandering theater companies of old. WAMU's Stephanie Kay called artistic director and longtime camper Jeannie Harrison out of the woods to talk about the Traveling Players Ensemble summer camp and just why they take their passion for acting into the wilderness.
Traveling Players Ensemble is a theater company that has an educational program, and the part of the educational program is the summer camp. And the summer camp is a four-week-long program. It's a day camp with a transportation system, so we can pick up kids from Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And every Thursday, we have an overnight. And the reason why is because we have to train the kids in backpacking skills. They have to learn about leave no trace camping skills, how to pitch a tent, how to build a fire, how to cook over a fire, how to eat way too many s'mores. And then at the end of the 4 weeks, we go on tour. And we actually go on tour by backpack, which is very unique. We have two ensembles, a middle school ensemble, and they have a locally based tour, which goes to area Girl and Boy Scout camps and actually overnights at the Girl Scout camp in Luckett's, Virginia, called the Potomac Woods Camp. And then the high school ensemble goes up to Skyline Drive, and we perform at the Skyland Amphitheater, which is in one of the meccas on Skyline Drive. And we backpack off the Appalachian Trail while we're up there and go on a couple hikes down to see waterfalls and give them a bath and things like that.
How did you get the idea to combine acting and camping?
It has a lot to do with my own journey in theater. And I started out going to a local camp here in the D.C. area that has a wonderful outdoors program. And I ended up being the director of that camp. It's actually called Valley Mill Camp. And I left there and I went to Interlochen Center for the Arts in Interlochen, Michigan, which is highly prestigious. And I ended up directing their Shakespeare program for their high school kids out there. And at each of the institutions, I felt like the other institution could have added something to the program that would have been beneficial to the kids. I remember sitting down my first day at a rehearsal with my Interlochen kids, and I said, all right, let's all sit down, we're going to warm up. And they all looked at me, and they were hesitant, and they were such eager kids, and I didn't know what was going on. And finally they said, we'll get dirty. And I thought, oh,
sitting
boy.
On the floor.
I know. They were inside in a building. And I just thought, honey, if you go home from camp clean, you did something wrong. This is not what camp is about. You should revel in this. So I felt like there was an outdoors component that would be really useful in a theater program. And actually, what I've done is expanded on that. Not only do they camp, but they also have a low ropes program. And a lot of people don't know what low ropes are. They didn't even exist usually when we were kids. But they're these mental and physical puzzles where you have to get from this tree to this tree, and you got a couple wires and a couple ropes and a couple 2x4s, and they build cooperation and communication. And it's really where some of our best acting classes happen. Because all acting is someone says something, someone else hears it, and people respond. And amazingly, they seem to get that better in the woods than they do when you're on the stage. And then they can bring that work back into their stage work. You have to remember, I'm working with teenagers. I'm working with 11 to 18-year-olds. So personal space is a big deal. And suddenly, they're all holding hands and laughing and okay with it. It's fascinating. The way a group will walk over to the low ropes course and the way that they leave the low ropes course, they're in a very different space. So they not only have to be able to say lines to each other, but they also have to be able to pitch tents and cook in the rain, and they have to be able to, recite Shakespeare. It's a unique, unique experience for kids. And I think it really builds things in them that a lot of other programs don't. It doesn't pander to them. It really requires them to step up and challenge themselves.
What is the typical camper like?
I don't think there is a typical camper yet.
And it's interesting because do you have campers who apply to this or actors? Or are they one and the same? Or are they always kind of separate?
I do get the rare kid who is both a scout and a hardcore actor. Mostly they are either actors or they're campers. I jokingly divide them into the pro-spiders and the anti-spiders contingencies. And it's very interesting on the overnights how certain kids who really shine on the stage really sometimes take a back seat during these overnights. People become far more well-rounded when you keep changing what is the focus of the moment. And they gain a respect for people because they are really useful in various areas.
And who's coming out to Skyline Drive to see this? Are people in the public, or is this mainly parents who have sent their kids here? Or who's going to be able to witness the camper actors?
Well, the parents actually get invited to our final performance at our home theater, the Streamside Amphitheater at Kaleva. And I should actually say we are in cooperation with Kaleva Great Outdoors, and they have a great outdoors program if you're a seriously outdoors kid. And their kids come and see our shows. We have a wonderful cooperation with each other. So parents come to our final performance with all the Kaleva kids. But when we go to the scout camps, it's the scouts. That's who's there. Those are the audience. And when we go up to Skyline Drive, it's a truly public performance. It gets well advertised through the park. We're actually on the website right now. If you go to the Shenandoah National Parks' websites, and so you can find out about it there. But it's a wonderful experience for the kids because they've never had an audience where they know no one.
And these are middle school and high schoolers. How hardcore are these kids as actors? Do they really know that they want to be a serious actor when they grow up?
I get a range. Last summer, I had a professional actor who does commercial work and has been at the Shakespeare Theater. And I also had a kid who'd never been in a play before. And amazingly, he got the lead. I'd say the majority of the kids have been in a couple plays. They've been in a handful of plays. And so they know it's something that they like. Most kids wouldn't sign up for a month-long camp with something that they had no idea if they were interested in it. They'd do a week-long camp of theater if they had no idea. So usually this is a kid who has some sense that there's a more serious interest there. They will be in rehearsal for 3 hours a day. So if you're anti-theater, it would be, you'd be miserable. I'd make you act every day.
Summer camp can be expensive. Do you offer scholarships for kids who really want to get into this program?
Yeah, I do. And the way that you apply for the scholarship is you give me a call and tell me your home address, and I mail you out an application packet. It's really very simple. It's a three-part process. The child has to write me a letter telling me why they want to be in the ensemble and what they think they could contribute to the ensemble. And then they give a letter of recommendation to a teacher or a coach or a guidance counselor, or someone who knows them well, who can advocate on their behalf. And then the third thing is they come out for an interview. And it's significantly reduced. It can go from $1,600 down to $400.
Are there a lot of other camps like yours out there?
As far as I know, there's no one else doing this. And I think that includes worldwide. This is highly, highly unique. To be honest, most people don't want to go hang out in tents with a bunch of teenagers in places known to have bears trying to do Shakespearean theater. I haven't seen, if there's a support group out there, I'd love to be a member. But as far as I know, no one else is doing this. There is an open house coming up on the 17th. Anyone's more than welcome to come. It's from noon to 3. And it's going to be happening out on Martinsburg Road, which is in Poolsville, Maryland. Okay. And the directions are on the website.
As I send you off here, I'm going to wish you and the students to break a leg.
Thank you.
And Jeannie Harrison, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
WAMU's Stephanie Kay spoke with Jeannie Harrison, Artistic Director of the Traveling Players Ensemble. For more information, go to www.travelingplayers.org or call 301-573-2521. That's 301-573-2521.